It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
It is time now for tonight's Common Ground segment. Joining us this evening, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about a couple of things. You all see eye to eye on a number of things. You serve on the Armed Services Committee together, so there's some common ground on a number of fronts. But this one specifically, this is the Disrupt Fentanyl Trafficking Act. Explain to me why this is important now and what it does.
Well, this is important, and thank you, Brett, because I am very glad that Tim and I have been able to find common ground on this issue in particular, because fentanyl is really destroying so many of our families and our communities. So we have a bicameral, bipartisan effort in this bill. And what it does, it allows us to move through our oversight authorities in the Department of Defense as members of the Armed Services Committee to direct the Secretary of Defense to work with counterparts in Mexico, the Mexico Army and Navy, and pushing back against those drug cartels. It also encourages greater cooperation amongst our military and law enforcement agencies.
You have these deaths, Senator Kaine, going overdose deaths, primarily fentanyl, for a year ending November 2022, 70,624.
Yeah.
I mean, it keeps going. Every state, it's not just border states.
It's brutal. It's brutal, Brett. And on fentanyl in particular, 2012, 50 Virginians died of fentanyl overdoses. Last year, 2,000. So up by 40 times in 10 years. And what's a little bit different about this bill, but we think it's a simple idea that will really sell itself, is our DOD has a very good mill-to-mill relationship between the U.S. and Mexico, but the Pentagon hasn't really been kind of at the forefront of this. It's been the DEA, it's been Homeland Security. But we hear testimony in the Armed Services Committee from our defense experts that we can see a lot of the drugs coming north, but we're not getting resource to interdict but a small percentage. So let's get the DOD at the table on this. Let's call it a national security threat, which it is, and have the DOD more involved. And as Joni mentioned, the idea of more cooperation with Mexican military, telling them that this is our top priority. Now, you have priorities too, but this is our top priority.
We'll continue right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
You mentioned DHS, and obviously Secretary Mayorkas has talked about this, been asked about it. Here's a recent hearing up on the Hill.
It may start with precursor chemicals in China, but it certainly comes through the two major drug cartels in Mexico.
On your watch, fentanyl is coming in at a pace we've never seen. More Americans are dying.
We have transnational criminal investigative units that have indeed disrupted laboratories that manufacture fentanyl, that have helped interdict the flow of fentanyl within Mexico, that have in fact cut off financial streams, but the battle is very difficult.
Battle is very difficult, Senator Ernst. The China part of this is also a big part of it.
Right, Brett. And it is difficult, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't be working on it. It's not insurmountable. So I did have the opportunity to go into Mexico with a congressional delegation a number of months ago. And we were able to speak to those Mexican leaders, both in the Navy and the Army and with their foreign minister, and point out that we need more assistance. resistance when it comes to pushing back against China and the precursors that are coming into Mexico. And they did state that they would step up and really push back against those precursors, track where those precursors are going. But that's why it's important that we continue to work on these relationships. Relationships matter. They matter in the United States Senate. They matter as well when we're all fighting against fentanyl.
Last thing on this, Senator Kaine, you know, Secretary Blinken has said when he talks to China that he makes clear that this is a major issue for the U.S. Yeah. And they come back and say it's a demand problem in the U.S. on the drug side.
Look, there's a demand problem, but that's not an excuse. I mean, China has in the past been willing to take some steps that have made this a little easier. Relations are really frosty now, so we have to keep the pressure on. Here's one bit of good news on this, Brett. This problem, fentanyl coming over the border, it's not coming over in a million places. It's primarily coming over in ports of entry. And here's the problem. If we want to keep commerce, you know, produce or automobiles moving across the border, we can't inspect every truck. But there is technology that will allow us to inspect every truck rather than one out of every 10. If we're willing to make those investments, the bipartisan infrastructure bill had investments so that we can start to inspect everything coming over the border. So there are strategies that we can use together with the DOD really stepping up their pace that should give us belief that we can improve this. We don't have to accept where we are now. We can make it better.
We've done more and more of these Common Ground segments and a lot of partners like you working across the aisle, and it's surprising some of the combinations, but you all work on a couple of other things too. Student loans, for example.
Yes.
Transparency.
Absolutely. And Tim and I are on the Student Act. And that is giving our young men and women the overall cost of what their loan will be in the end with all of that interest that accrues. So kids need to understand this is the total picture of what I am borrowing and what I will pay back in interest when I am taking out student loans.
Because it's not
important
automatic that that happens.
No, Brett, this isn't just common ground. This is common sense. So a student and family are applying for a loan. You would think that this would be normal, but it's not. But we would guarantee that anybody in that process before the loan is closed could say, give me what I will have to pay off in interest. I know what the face of man is, but tell me what the interest cost is. And that will affect, I think, in some positive ways, students and their families and their decision making about higher education.
We don't do this to say it's all rose-colored glasses. You have differences on a number of big issues, but there are things getting done.
Right.
Bottom line?
Bottom line, common ground.
Yep, absolutely.
Senators, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Good to be together.
Thanks, Brett.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Will Kaine Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox & Friends weekend host Will Kaine as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.